Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav, and we're holding towards the bottom of Tzadik Hey Omid Beis, roughly 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara says, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Kereb Yoisi, and then Maskev Lod Rav Yosef. And we finished with that yesterday, that we Paschal like Rav Yoisi, and Rav Yosef has a Kasha. So before we continue on, we have to remember, what did Rabbi Yossi say? And what is Shmuel saying? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And what's the kasha of Rabbi Yosef? Let's do a very, very quick chazar. We had Rabbi Yossi at the end of our Mishnah, back on Tzadik Dalem and Beis, and Rabbi Yossi said words which on the surface were difficult to understand. Tzadik Dalem and Beis. Tapari Amid Beis. So we see over here, Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol she poisal idei achirim, poisal idei atzmai, v'chol she ena poisal idei achirim, ena poisal idei atzmai." When we learned in the Mishnah, we said, "What does that mean?" And Rashi says, "Being more mefarish." So yesterday we were mefarish. What did Rabbi Yossi say? And as you recall, we had two quite challenging pshatim: the pshat of Reb Ami and the pshat of Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. We have to do a very quick chazara because the next Gemara, Maskev Rabbi Yosef, goes directly on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's pshat. Pshat is quite simple, but let's do again a quick chazara. We have a situation where, in the very first Mishnah, we spoke about a husband and wife, where the husband went to Medina Sayyam. Came one aid Echad and said, Meis Balech. He died. So what did she do? She married somebody else. And then what happened? The Baal came back. So the Mishnah says, since it was Eid Echad, Teitz Mizel Mizeh, Get Mizel Mizeh, Ve'ein Lo Leksuba, V'loi Mizoinois, V'loi Peirois, V'loi Balois, Loi Alzeh, V'loi Alzeh, etc., etc. So therefore, she has a very, very bad situation on her hands because of the fact that she married Bishoigig, the second husband, and she stuck. Teitz Mizel Mizeh. That's the case of the husband. Then in our Mishnah, that last Mishnah that we just looked at, we have the reverse situation. A husband and wife, and the wife went on a trip. Okay, now the husband, the Eid Echad, comes and says that the wife passed away. So the husband says, okay, I got to remarry. Now, he's really allowed to marry anybody even when she was still alive. It's not a problem. The only one that he's not allowed to marry when she was still alive was the
sister-in-law.
The sister-in-law, the Shvegerin. The Shvegerin we spoke about yesterday. The Shvegerin. Shvegerin means the sister-in-law. Aha. Because normally you're not allowed to marry two sisters at the same time. The isha l'choisa l'isikach. However, it's only a problem when they're both alive. Bechayeha. So if he heard Eirecha that his wife passed away, so he married the sister-in-law. Fine, no problem. Guess what happened? Unfortunately, or fortunately, the sister came back, and now he's married to both women. So I would have thought it's the same halacha like the first Mishnah. That just like it's in the first Mishnah, that when the husband comes back, then the wife is teitzei mizeh umizeh. So here too, when the wife comes back, the husband teitzei mizeh umizeh. No. The husband goes back to the original wife. Why? It doesn't make sense. It's not fair. So we had Nigmar yesterday. There's a special pasuk. V'shachav ish oisa shchivasa oisra v'loi shchivas achoisa oisrasa. Special Xeris Akasiv, that's why there's a difference. Okay, that's all straightforward. That's a pasuk in Parshas Nusai, and that's referring to if there's an accusation of a woman having lived with a stranger, an Eishes Ish, living with a stranger. A stranger lived with her. Yeah, but if you don't mind, we really have to go much further because there's a lot of material to cover. So bottom line is, that from the Oisa I see that the wife is allowed to go back to the husband, no problem. Okay, so there's obviously a difference between the two cases. Now, what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, let's talk about a combination of these two cases, fuse them and merge them into one. How do we have that? We have a husband and wife, and that wife has a sister, and that sister also happens to be married to someone else. In other words, we got two sisters, two brothers-in-law. The two brothers-in-law are not brothers, they're not related. However, they're related because they're married to two sisters, two brothers-in-law. Fine. Who went on vacation to Medina Siyam? The wife of the first husband, that's the first sister, together with the husband of the second sister. We're not saying that they traveled together. They traveled separately. They traveled separately. That is not the issue over here. The problem is that both of them went away, Lamdina Siyam, and 1-8 comes and says that unfortunately both of them passed away. So you can imagine what a tragic circumstance in two related families. The wife of this one passed away, the husband of the other one passed away. Obviously they both said Shiva and Shloishim and they were Spadim, so they are fine. After the dust settles, we have an Alman in one Mishpacha, we have an Almana in the other Mishpacha, and people said that that's a marriage made in heaven, they might as well get married. And you save the broker's fee, you don't have to pay the Shatchin, because they know each other, they're brother-in-law, sister-in-law, they know it. Wonderful. And there's no Isser in getting, there's no Din of Yibam over here, they're not brothers. The one that passed away, so purported passed away, wasn't the brother, brother-in-law. Okay, so he marries her, Shulam Aisa. That all lasts for about 24 hours. After 24 hours, guess what happens? Both of them come back. Miraculously, they both lived, Baruch Hashem, they're both here. Okay, so now what's the halacha? Who can go back to who? So according to the Tanakh Kama, it's all very simple. The first sister that had gone away is able to return to her husband, because that's the halacha of our Mishnah. That even though the husband lived with the Achos Isha, he's allowed to return to his first wife, to the first sister. Why? B'shochavish Oisa, Oisa, like we spoke about before. What about the second sister and the second husband? She wouldn't be able to go back, since it was only Eid Echad, they had no right, she had no right to go and live with husband number one, with a brother, and therefore she is prohibited or precluded from returning to her husband. So it looks very, very unfair and unethical and not right and all that. But the Maisa Zohar is this, according to our Tanakh Kama of our Mishnah, that sister number one can return to her husband, but sister number two cannot return to her husband. Okay, that's according to Tanakh Kama. Kimtz again, Rabbi Yossi says, we're going to make an even playing field. Meaning that if she is mutter, she is mutter, and if she is aser, then she is aser. But to have one mutter and the other aser, it's just not fair. Okay, so how did we work out the details of this Rabbi Yossi? So there we had Rabbi Ami and we had Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Ami says that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is, when Rabbi Yossi uses the expression, that this is all talking about a case of the difference between one aid and two aid. Meaning, again, going back to the first Mishnah, what happens if you have, I'm sorry, Vazukta Abdullah? Okay, everybody's helping out. So, the first Mishnah said that what happens if a man goes to Medina Sayyam and one aid comes and says that he died, is the wife allowed to go back to that husband? No. What happens if two Adam go and say that the husband died? And now the husband comes back, can she return to original husband? The answer is yes. Because she's considered to be like a woman that married Bishoygig Bo'inis, Vihilainis Basa, it's only an Ashes Yisrael, she's allowed to go back to her husband. So there's a difference between one Aid and two Adam. Zoktach Reb Ami, Pshat in our Mishnah, Alibed Rabbi Yossi, that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi is referring to. When Rabbi Yossi says, Poisai de Atzmai, what's the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi? Kosha Poisai de Achen, Poisai de Atzmai. Poisai de Achen, and Poisai de Atzmai. The idea of Chayrim is referring to the second sister and her husband. And what we're saying is, if the second sister is not allowed to go back to her husband, because you're talking about Eid Echad, then the first sister is not allowed to go back to her husband. And similarly, if the second sister can go back to her husband, why can the second sister go back to her husband? Because there are two Eidim, then the first sister can go back to her husband. So even though in our Mishnah didn't make a distinction between one Eid and two Eidim, when the wife went away, says Rabbi Yossi, there is a major difference between a two Eidim case and a one Eid case. In a two Eidim case, just like we say, that when the husband goes on Dinas Hayom, and the husband comes back, he's allowed to return back to his original wife. So same thing is, when the two Eidim, when the wife comes back, then the husband can return to his original wife, the first sister. However, in a case where there's only one aid, just like in the first Mishnah we said that they cannot get back together, here to our Mishnah they also cannot get back together. So that was the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi, a very straightforward, easy pshat. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, however, learns a much more complicated pshat, which was quite challenging, with which we left off at the end of yesterday's daf. What does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha say? So Rashi says that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says something very, very fundamental, which is different than everything that we learned until now, pshat in the first Mishnah. Remember, what did we learn in the first Mishnah? We learned in the first Mishnah that what happens if the husband goes to Medina Sayyam, and Eid Echad comes back and says that the husband died, and she remarried to another husband, and then the first husband comes back, she is prohibited to go back to her first husband. Why she was an oinus? She relied on one aid. So what's the reason why she's prohibited? Because of the lack of daiku mitzvah. The Chachamim were convinced that she's going to go and hire the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad and the KGB and the Interpol and everybody else and UNESCO and the ICC, the Allegutazachin, and it didn't work because she didn't do it, and therefore she has a knas and we throw the books at her. Okay, that's the way we learn the Torah. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not the reason. The reason why she's not allowed to go back to the first husband is because of a gzeira that people are going to say. Shem yoimruhu amim, the people are going to say that the problem is that we have a machzir grushasoi mishanissus. What's the machzir grushasoi mishanissus? So we have to go and analyze each step of the way. Again, going back to the first mission. First mission we had husband and wife, the husband went lemdina sayam, and the wife married a second individual, whoever, right? The husband went away, she married somebody new, and then the first husband comes back, and she wants to return to that first husband. The what are people in Bismedish going to say after daf? Now, during daf, and after the daf, what are people going to say? Hi, she was married originally to Yanko. I remember, I was at the Chassid, I was there. In fact, I was one of the Eidim, and I remember they were beautiful. The musician of the flowers. Good, so she got married. And then I remember that she's no longer married to Yanko, and then she got married to Beryl. And guess what happened? I just found yesterday, she's back to Yanko again. Now, how could that be? I know that she happens to be in a tire, Erlich, every day she says, tell him three times, and she goes to Tzener Ena, Tzedekis, and I know both Yanko and Beryl, Tzedek and Erlich, what's going on over here? First she was married to Yanko, I was at the Chasana, and then she was married to Beryl, and then she goes back to Yanko. Now, the truth of the matter is, we know what the story was, because Yanko went to Medina Sayyam, and won Eidach, and that's why she married Beryl, and then afterwards, Beryl Bokshim came back, Yanko came back, so she went back to Yanko. We know the story. But these guys talking after davening, they missed the news reports, and they didn't know that Yanko had gone away, Metanei Dachot. So what are they assuming? They're assuming that Yanko must have given her a get. The only way to sever a relationship is either a person dies, or there is a get. Yanko obviously didn't die, because he's here. So he must have given a get to this wife. She must have remarried to whom? To Beryl. How she back with Yanko? Must be that Beryl also gave a get. And now she's going... How can Yanko remarry her? After all, it's Machse Grushosa Mishanesis. He's taking back the wife who he originally had Ruchel, and she had married Beryl, and she's saying, oh, so that's the problem in the first Mishnah, this Machse Grushosa Mishanesis problem. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha understands Rabbi Yossi in the pshat of the first Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi does not mention the first Mishnah, but that's what the issue is in the first Mishnah. In our case, however, says Rashi, says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, I don't have that problem. What is our case over here? So remember again, we have, let's talk about Yanko marrying the first sister, then there's a second sister married to Beryl, okay, and then the first sister went Lamdina Sayyam, Beryl went Lamdina Sayyam, so now Yanko married the second sister, so far so good. Now the two come back, the first wife, the first sister, together with Beryl, they both come back, Medina Sayyam. So now, what did we want to say? That in our Mishnah, we allow for Yanko to go back to the sister, the first sister, but we don't allow Beryl to go back to the second sister. Right? That's what the Tanakhama would learn. says Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. According to Reb Yossi, no, that's not the case. Why is that not the case? Because assuming that there was a Nisuin, that Yankel who was married to the first sister was Nisuin, not Eirusin, it was Nisuin, and now what happened is, we're saying that the second sister was married to Beryl, and she, during the time that Beryl was away, she was married to Yankel, and guess what happens now? She went back to Beryl. So what's the chash? People are going to say, oh, she was already married first to Beryl, and there must have been a get, because then she married Yankel, and there must have been another get, and then she went back to her original husband. Masvi shasim mishanisis. Says Rashi, people are not going to be choshish that in this case. Why are they not going to be choshish? Because after all, who was Yankel married to? Yankel is married to the other sister. People are not going to go and say that Beryl divorced that second sister, and then she married as a second marriage now to Yankel. Yankel is married to the first sister, and one Yankel can be married to two sisters. So how is that possible? I know what happened. Oh, Taka, somebody told me that Mrs. Yankel went on a trip, and Beryl went on a trip, and they thought that they were dead, and then they came back. Ah, so people here are not going to be worried about the Masu Yishasa Mishinesis, because they know that it cannot be like the normal case that divorced by the first husband, married the second husband, divorced again, and now wants to go back to the first husband. Because in this case, she couldn't marry the second husband if everybody's alive and kicking, because Yankel is married to her sister. Yankel can't go and marry two sisters. So nobody's going to go and say, she was originally married to Beryl, and then Beryl gave her a divorce, and nobody went in to see him, everybody's present. She then married Yankel, and then Yankel gave her a divorce, and now she's back to Beryl again. No, nobody's going to be choshed that. Because everybody knows that Yankel's married to the other sister. Yankel couldn't be married to. So what are people going to go and say? They'll say, I know what happened. Taka, that they went on a trip, met a cruise, and they heard that the whole thing fell down. 450 people were lost, and afterwards only 300 people were lost. So people found out that the Taka lived, and they didn't die after all. But anyway, so people realized that this whole thing was based on faulty aides of the aide that came and said that they died. They never died, Baruch Hashem. They're alive, and everybody's happy. So there's no massive Yishasa Mishanissis issue. But said Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, that's only if the first marriage of Yankel with his wife was al yedei nisuin. If it's al yedei erusin, meaning that there was only a ring given, it was never consummated, then people will say, I know what happened over here. How did Yankel marry both sisters? It must be that Yankel was never married to the first sister after all. I was at the chasen, he gave a beautiful ring. Yeah, but you didn't hear, he made a tanai with the ring. And tanai was that if you're going to do X, Y, and Z, then the kedusha would be chal. And apparently she didn't do X, Y, and Z, that tanai was not, mekuyim was not fulfilled. Therefore, that chasana, that erusin was never chal. Since erusin was never chal, then Yankel was able to marry the second sister after all, because Yankel was never married to that first sister. Ah, that's why Reb Yitzchak Nafcha says it's the difference between the case of the nesua and the case of the arusa. So just to quickly look back in the Gemara, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha is the third line of the Amid Beis. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, he's explaining Reb Yossi. The Oilama Sefer goes on the Sefer, Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, third wide line. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, it depends whether the first sister was just an arusa, or or whether she was a nesua. Tanakama says, lo ishna ishta v'gisay, lo ishna arusas v'gisay. It makes no difference. Remember, the Tanakama is very simple. Eishes gisay asira, like the first Mishnah, since it was only eid echad, the halacha is that they cannot get back together again. The ishta isharia. No, I'm sorry, they skipped a line over here. Eishes gisa yasira v'ishtei sharia. The eishes gisa, meaning the second sister cannot return to her husband. The ishtei, but the first sister, sharia, is allowed to return to her husband. V'kam l'rabi oisi. Eishtei v'gisa d'leka l'mei b'tanoa habli b'nisuin. By nisuin, there's no shaykh to go and say it tonight, because ain osam oisi b'ilosi b'ilas t'nuz. It's possible there'd be a tonight. The ain a poisa yidei acherim. Ain a poisa yidei atzmei. The yud mem is missing. The ain a poisa yidei acherim. Ain a poisa yidei atzmei. In that case, of the two going to Medina Siyam, first sister and Beryl and coming back, then although under normal circumstances with Eid Echad, we would passel the second sister to get back together with the second husband, with Beryl. Why? Because normally we would say it's a machzor gushos meishanisis. She was married to Beryl, she married Yankov, and she goes back to Beryl. But here there's no problem, because nobody's going to be choishish or choshed that she did or that the husband did a machzor gushos meishanisis, because people are going to go and say it must be that the, after all, Yankel was married to the other sister. So it's impossible that Yankel would marry both sisters, sister number one and sister number two. So the chaser was assigned that there's a situation where there was an aide that came and said that they had both died. So therefore, it won't be pasal yidei acherim. The second sister can return to her husband, and therefore the first sister can go back to her husband. But at Rusas v'Kisai, the ikal ameimet to noam lebigilushin, there that Shaykh the same thing was tonight, and that Yanku was never married to the first sister, so vaiti have the normal chash of mas rishasim ishenisis, and therefore pasal yidei acherim, therefore sister number two cannot return to Gisai to her husband, because people are saying mas rishasim. The first husband can also not get back together with the first sister. This is the pshat of Reb Yudah Zafcha in Reb Yosi. Amar Reb Yudah Mishmul, Aloch Reb Yosi, Paschal like Reb Yosi. Now there are obvious questions. When we say Aloch Reb Yosi, what do we mean? Does he mean he passed like Reb Yosi according to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha's pshat? Or does he mean that we passed like Reb Yosi in Reb Ami's pshat? But before we get to that, Maskel Reb Yosef. So Reb Yosef says, how do you say that Shmuel paskens like Reb Yosi? Umi Omer Shmuel Hachi Va'oi Itmar, I have a memra of Machloikis Rav and Shmuel about a Yevama. Yevama Rav Amahari Keshis. She's like a married woman. Shmuel Omer Eini Keshis. She's not like a married woman. So what does that mean? What's the halachic ramifications of such a statement? V'yam Ravun. Ki goin shekidesh Achiv Eso Isha, V'holach Loivim Dina Seyam, V'shoma Shemeis Achiv, V'omer V'nasa Is Ishtoi. Now this is a case which is similar to what we were talking about, but not exactly the same. Here we're talking about a case of, again, a husband and wife. The wife went Lamdina Sayyam, and now what happened? I'm sorry, I said the wife. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. He went Lamdina Sayyam like the first Mishnah. The husband went Lamdina Sayyam, and we heard from Eid Echad, unfortunately he passed away. So now she's Nebuchad Almana, and guess what? There's Baruch Hashem a Yavam. And the Yavam says, well, I have the distinct pleasure and privilege, the COVID and the Groisa Mitzvah, of being Mayabim, my Yavama. And he takes me Yavim, like the Torah says, he should be Yavim. I'm sorry. Okay. Kiddush Ish. No, you're right. We'll get back to them in a minute. What you're saying is correct. Anyway, so he's with Yabimer, and guess what happens? The first husband comes back again. Oh, So now, what is the normal svar that we would normally say? We normally say that since she married somebody in between, and it was based on Eid Echad, the first Mishnah told us that when you have based on Eid Echad, that you taste mizeh mizeh. Okay. Yeah, the McLeod Nobis. There's another suit in Vishtet in the middle of the Bisa Nafcha and Abami. Beautiful. Excellent. Anyways, Sharif, you see, now you know why people come to this shit. Anyways, so getting back to argument. So, bottom line is what happened. Kiddush Ochav is a Isha. You have a husband and wife. The husband went on Medina Siyam, to Medina Siyam. One aide comes and says that he died. She went and remarried. Who did she marry? She married the brother. They didn't marry Stam a person. She married the brother, Al Tziyibom. And what happens now? Now the first husband comes back again alive. So now let's remember, what did Reb Yosi say? Reb Yosi said that normally, in the case of our first Mishnah, what is the problem? Why do I say that the woman cannot go back to her first husband? So, according to the Tanakhama, the reason is because of Daiko Mintzvah. But according to Yosi, the reason is because I'm afraid people are going to say, Master Grishah say Mishinissis. Uh-huh. So let's think about this for a second. In other words, people are going to go and say, the Yanko, who's the one that married originally, went Lamdina Sayyam. And then after that, people didn't know they went Lamdina Sayyam. So they assumed that Yanko must have been the Garisher. And then his brother Beryl went and married her. And then Beryl says, I'm not interested, and gave her a get as well, and sent her back to Yanko. So that's your concern that people are going to say, Master Grishah say Mishinissis. No, people are not going to say that, because once she married Yankel, she's not allowed to marry Beryl, even if Yankel gives her 100 gittin, because it's her Eishes Ach. It happens to be her brother-in-law. You're not allowed to get married. The only head to the brother-in-law is in a case of Yibam B'Makam Mitzvah. But there's no Yibam over here. I mean, people don't know that he went away. People don't know that he died and the Baruch Shem, he was reborn. People don't know the whole story. So they assume that he was married to Yankel and then she was married to Beryl. No, people are not going to assume that she was married to Yankel and then married Beryl, because everybody knows. It's an Eishes Ach. So therefore, people realize, Muzdach Zayin as a Maisa, that it was stuck a mistake. In other words, the Yankel went for a trip, and people, and an Eid Echad said that he died, and that's why she married. Well, people are not going to be choishish in this case to the din of Masik Rishos and Mishinissis, and therefore she can go back to the original husband. That's l'choyre the situation. But in the Taira Chavarbi, the Moshe Julian reminds us that the Gemara doesn't start off saying that he was Noisei Ese Isha, says Kigoyin Shekir Kiddush Achav Ese Isha. So what difference does that make? Ah, since it says Kiddush, the original Yankel was only Mekadesh. So I could say that there is a chash of Machzor Grishos and Mishinissis. How? That people say that it was only a Kiddushin. And that Kiddushin was a Kiddushin Al Tanai. He gave a nice ring, it was beautiful. Everybody saw it. What a lovely ring. There was no stone on the ring, but it was a beautiful ring. And then afterwards people say, but the Kiddushin never was Chal, because it was an XYZ or an ABC condition. It was never fulfilled. Therefore they were never married. So now I know how the woman married after she married Yankel, she married Beryl, the brother. Not she married Yankel. She never married Yankel. We have pictures. We have our whole YouTube, Medaganza, a whole photo album. They were married, but they were never Mekanda tonight. So therefore, she was never married to Yankel. So she married Beryl originally, and then fine. So bottom line is, the Shaila of this Gemara that Rav Yosef is now telling us, according to Rav Huna, is talking about such a situation. Am I nervous about the possibility that people will say that since she was an Arusa, that it was an Eris and Al Tanai, and therefore was never Mekuim? It's again, the Omer Rav Huna. You are in Shekidish Achav as the Isha. The first brother was only Mekadesh the Isha, not a full Nisun, just a Kiddushin. Shkoyach Julian. V'holach Lemdina Seyom, and he went away. V'shama Shemais Achav, and now an Eid Echad said that that Achiv that went away passed away. The Omar, and therefore the remaining surviving brother here, Nosa es Ishtoi, to Rav Omar, Harihi ke Eishes Ish, Vasur liyom, she's not allowed to go back to the oven. Why is she not allowed to go back to the oven? Because according to Rabbi Yosi, I have the Svara of Masa Grushose Mishinissis. You said, people are not going to go and say, Masa Grushose Mishinissis, she was married to Yanko, married to Beryl, she's not allowed to Eishes Ach. People said there was no Eishes Ach involved. Why was there no Eishes Ach? Because she was never married originally. It was a Kiddushin Al Tanai. However, Shmuel says, I don't believe in Kiddushin Al Tanai. Anybody that sees this fact pattern will know automatically it cannot be a situation that Yanko was married, and then she married Beryl, and now she's going back to Yanko, and have a Master Gushasai. It's impossible. It can't be that she was originally married to Yanko and then she married Beryl and now she's going back. She wouldn't be allowed to marry Beryl in the first place. Muzach Zayin, that the whole thing was a mistake. That there was an Eid Echad that came to the Sayyam and said that he died, but he really didn't die. Why don't you go and say that maybe Yanko's Kedusha was a Kedusha Al Tanai? Shmuel says, I don't hold to that. What? Shmuel doesn't hold to that Svara. A moment ago you said that Shmuel passing is like Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the whole Rabbi Yosi is based on your Kiddushin Al Tanai, Nish Kiddushin Al Tanai, and you're telling me Shmuel doesn't hold to that? This is the Hastira Shmuel on Shmuel. That's the Gemara's kash. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says very easy. Although we said Shmuel passing like Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't have to be the Rabbi Yosi the way Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha interpreted it. And you remember, Rabbi Ami didn't make the distinction between Yo al Tanai, Nish al Tanai. He made the distinction between Eid Echad and Shnei Eidim. And our case of it is not talking about Eid Echad and Shnei Eidim, so therefore the al Tanai doesn't come up. What the Gemara means to say is, it could very well be that Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yossi, but in Rib Ami's Pshat, not Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka's Pshat. And that's why, in this case, the way Rav Huna has depicted and portrayed the case, that's why he holds, I'm not concerned that people are going to say that the first Kedushin was Al Tanai, because that's a Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Svara. Shmuel doesn't hold to that Svara. Shmuel goes where the Rabbi Ami. So therefore, Nishver. Even if you're going to go and say that when Shmuel said Halach Rabbi Yosi, he meant Rak Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Pshat, meaning Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah has two sides of the coin, the poisel side of the coin and the ainoi poisel side of the coin. The poisel side of the coin is talking about that it was the arusosoi, the gisoi, shenoslam dinasiyam. In that case, I have to be concerned that people will say it was machse grushosoi mishenisis. Aye, how could it be? After all, we have over here a case of the first husband was married to the sister. How can I even think that the second sister was also married to that first brother? He's not allowed to be married to both of them. Oh, but if it's a case of an arusa, then it's possible. So we remember that Yitzchak Nafcha made a distinction between the case of Ishta v'Gisoi and between the arusasa v'Gisoi. Mm-hmm. Arusasa v'Gisoi, we have a svar of Tanai Havalei b'Kiddushin. Mashenkin legabe ishtoi ishtoi v'gisoi benesua, we don't have the svar of Tanoa Havalei b'Nisua. And therefore, by the case of Arusasa v'Gisoi, we say that Eishes Gisoi Asira and Ishto Yesharia, there, that was the Kasha, become Leder B'Yoisi. I'm going back to the Gemara before. We don't come Leder B'Yoisi. Six lines in. The Ishto V'Gisoi, the Lekala Meimetono Havle B'Nisua, and Deine Poisai Deyachin, and Poisai Deyatzvai. When you're talking about Ishto V'Gisoi, both of them are mutter to return to their husbands. Arusasa V'Gisoi, the Ikala Meimetono, U Poisai Deyachin, and Poisai Deyatzvai. So when you see the words Poisal, that's the case of the Tanai Havle B'Kiddushin. So what the Gemara is saying is, even though Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and even if we say Rabbi Yossi aliba de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, when did Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Only on one half of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. On which case? On the Ishtoi v'Gisoi case, that both of them are mutter to return to their husbands. Because there's no chash of machzik rishosim mishenisis, because everybody knows that this second sister couldn't have married both husbands, because the first husband is married to her sister, and he couldn't go marry an achay sishta. So therefore, that's where Shmuel says, I agree to Rabbi Yossi in that halacha. However, in the case of Poisel, what's the case of Poisel? That's the Arusasai v'Gisai, and that's only possible because I'm assuming that the first Kiddushin wasn't Chal because it was a Tanai. No, I don't hold that. That's so remote to assume that 1,000 people were there with beautiful flowers and a musician, the Gansa Masa, that it was with a Tanai. I don't believe in that. So therefore, says the Gemara, it could be only agreed to Rabbi Yossi halfway in the way Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha interpreted Rabbi Yossi. Inabi on the Nochabshat. Mi mai diesel Ravuna. In other words, the whole kash of Rav Yosef of Shmuel on Shmuel was based on this machloikis about Yivama. The Rav says ke'eshes ish, and Shmuel says ain't ke'eshes ish. And then we start asking ganze kashes. And the Amar Rav Huna ki goin shekidish achvazisha says Yimara, maybe Rav Huna is not correct, and maybe the pshat in the machloikis Rav Shmuel has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Rather, what's the machloikis? Dimulasa Rav Huna klal ubedra Ravamnuna kamiflegi. We have this Rav Amnuna already a few times, including yesterday. What did Rav Amnuna say? Yom Rav Amnuna shemeres yavam shezinsa asura li yavama. A shemeres yavam that has a zika with her yavam. If instead of having either yibum or chalitza, she goes out the shuk. She goes out the shuk, she's oiver, asur livama, she can no longer go back to her yavam. She's also to a yavam. Ah, the Rav Amar, arikeshes ish, mifsula biznos. Just like an eshes ish, if she strayed and lived with somebody else, the mazid, she cannot return to her husband. The same if shemeres yavam, shezinsa, strayed, also to her husband, to the yavam. Ushmul amar, arikeshes ish, like mifsula biznos. No. Totally different. And Aishas ish, takavilo nispasa, if she's straight, she's takaasa, labal, laboyal, laditma, but not by Yishmeres Yom, Yishmeres Yom, she can return. So this has nothing to do with Rav Huna's case, with the brothers-in-law, and nothing to do with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, much, much simpler. Dinami, or there could be another pshat in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Bekidushin toifsim biyavamakim mifligi. If a person minashuk marries a yavama, is the kiddushin toifes or not? What's the shaila? Because what's the isser of yavama lishuk? Loisia eishes ameisa chutzal ish zar. It's a lot. Loisia. However, remember what did Rav say about loisia? Ein lecha bo havaya. There's not even a havaya of kiddushin. I have this. Remember, top of Tzadik Beis on the Beis. Yomara said this. Actually, yeah. Said the Omer Rav. Nine she ain't kiddushin doves v'chi yavama shenema loisia eishes ameisa chutzal loitehe bo havaya. It's not even toifes. That was Rav. Shmuel said, "Bani Yoseinu and Yedei Chmeisish." Right? I'm not sure. Anyway, so the Gemara said that's a pshat in the Machloikis whether a Yevam is Keishes Ish or not Keishes Ish. It's Nochmal. She's considered like an Eishes Ish. Just like if I go over to Mrs. Smith and I say, "Here, I give you a ring. I want to be Mekadeshu." Mrs. Smith will say, "You're a Meshigina. I'm married a lady." So here, for this Yevam is also a married lady, Bezika to her Yevam. And therefore, it's not toif, it's kedushin. Ushmul, I'm in a kedushin. V'tavzim a kedushin. V'aytim av v'fligim b'chodazim. Why did the Gemara bring it over here? I mean, the Gemara, the daf is long enough, and look how long it's taken us. We already had in daf tzadik face. Why do we repeat it again? Z'imurchon mechlal lechaber te'itmar. Ein echaram yevad, they had a machloikus over there. But the Gemara introduces it back over here again because of the relationship. And although it sounds like in two different scenarios, because there the lashon of the Rav and Shmuel was minayin she kedushin tovs to be yavama shenemar, and Shmuel says bani yaseinu, and here we're saying that a yavama rava mekayishes ish, Shmuel amar eni kayishes ish. What the Gemara says is chod mechal chaber to itmar, that when they were repeating this machlokes, they repeated it in slightly different form. Another Talmud repeated the machlokes, but it's really the one and the same, even though it's repeated twice in the Gemara. Okay. Bachshon, we finished that part. Now we start a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah on the surface is a challenging Mishnah. However, we already learned this Mishnah a long time ago in our Masechta, and it's a very, very easy Mishnah. The first half of it is very, very simple. You can have a whole bunch of half-sisters who are not related to one another. The first is related to the second is related to the third, but the first is not related to the third. For instance, the first two sisters have the same father. Second sister and the third sister have the same mother. Sister number one and sister number three are not related whatsoever. Sister one is related to two. Two is related to three, but one is not related to three. And that's what the Mishnah deals with. Amrulai, Mesa Ishtacha, a person who married a wife, they told her the wife died. V'nasa achisa miavia. And now he married her half-sister, a sister from the same father. And then they told him the good news. Mesa, unfortunately, she also died. So what did he do? V'nasa achisa meima. So now he married the third sister. Third sister, meaning this is woman number three, who's a sister of sister number two, but not a sister of sister number one. Aha. Now Mason, they told him, Nebuch the third one also passed away. Yeah. And now he married the sister of the third sister, who was from the same father. Mason, now they told him that that sister also passed away. Now married again a half-sister, Me'ima. So what happened was that at some period in time he was married to all five sisters. Not simultaneously, because he was told that all of them died. So he first married the first, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. The first is related to the second, but not related to the third. Second is related to the third. Third is related to the fourth, but the second is not related to the fourth, because each time it's only a half-sister. Right? Everybody understands. Good. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. The nimtzu kula kiyomis, and at the end of the day,
they're all dead. The wife went away. He's the second.
The art school has a nice picture with five circles inside.
PowerPoint.
Yeah. Right. This related. You're related. This related.
This woman would get married at this point after four days.
Yeah. Anyway, so the good news is in the Kula Kayamas, all of them, Baruch Hashem, are alive and kicking. So Rabbi Say, you're very upset. I saw that there was trauma here. Everybody was upset. Five sisters died. They're all Baruch Hashem alive and kicking. So now, what's the din? He's allowed to return to the first, to the third and to the fifth, because the first and the third are not related. The third and the fifth are not related, so everything is fine. He can marry number. He can stay with 1, 3, and 5. Upay Tzitzur is saying, if ultimately he were to pass away, being so overwhelmed with so many levayis and so many tchias and mesims, and now he's married to the three women, he's going nuts, and therefore Nebuchadnezzar passed away. So now, if his brother were to go marry any one of these, he would pass the tzitzuris because they're all legitimately married to him. 1, 3, and 5. They're not related. Everything is fine. But on the other side of the coin, Vasa Bishniya Bravis, he's not allowed to be with 2 and 4 because 2 is related to 1 and 4 is related to 3 and to 5, and therefore 2 and 4 are out. If, again, that fellow passed away and somebody wanted to go and miyabim the Shniya and the Revias, the whole Indian of Yibim doesn't apply because he's not married to them. So Vada doesn't pat the tzar. Stop. So that's the end of the first scenario. The second scenario is that of the five women, the first one, Taka, did die. And she's Taka, in fact, is a big batseva, saying she was an ishet snu, an ikshera, a tahoira, a tzadekis, and she's Taka dead. It's only the other four women that are alive. Okay, so all we do is now we just move the thing on the scale. We just move it one. And therefore, if the first one, if the first one, Taka, died, and now he lives with the second one, he's allowed to go and be now with 2 and with 4, because 3 is related, so he can't be married to 3, but 2 and 4 are not related, so he can be married to 2 and 4. Upayis is saying if he dies, then the Yavam can marry 2 and pat to 4, or 4 and pat to 2, because they're really tzaris. Vasa b'shlisha b'chamishis, he can't marry 3 and 5, because they are half-sisters of Shniya and Revias. Very simple. The Gemara is going to ask that we started off the second case by saying in the Reish, in the first case was also he married the second one. What's the obvious difference? The difference
she really
is
died,
in the,
she really died.
She really died. So why don't you just put a period here, for put your finger here for 1 second, look at the first tikkun Gemara. Break the Gemara. Atu kulu lav the acha mizur shoyna ninu. In the first case, it was also he only married the second woman after the first one was purportedly dead. Amrav sheishes lacha mizur shoyna vaday. Gezerche gestorben. In the first case, it was reports that she died, and that's why when they all came back to life, Baruch Hashem, he could be married to 1, 3, and 5. Case number 2 was that the first one died mamish, and therefore one is out of the equation, so therefore he can be married to 2 and to 4. Okay, very simple. Now back to the Mishnah. Bentation. Now this bentation v'yem echad is a relatively easy sugya, and this is going to occupy us now not only for the rest of today's daf, but also tomorrow's daf, because we're going to have 3 mishnayos in a row dealing with the case of ben tisha shonim v'yoyim echad. Now ben tisha shonim v'yem echad is still a cotton, obviously, and therefore he has no egin a kinyonim. He cannot go and make a kinyon. However, he can make a maisa bia. This is going to be a major distinction, because later on we're going to talk about what happens if a 9-year-old wants to go and marry someone and gives a ring and does a maisa bia. They are not married, because a maisa cotton ain't a klum. This is garnish mit garnish. However, if a cotton wants to go miyabem the wife of his gishtarben brother, well, that's already different. Why is that different? Because although he doesn't have a kinyan, he doesn't have to make a new kinyan. He only has to continue the other kinyan from the original husband. Isha hiknu loy min hashemayim, he already got a kinyan from upstairs. So what's the status of that? The Gemara is going to say the status of a bias tisha yamim, tisha shanim, the emechad, is like maimer. Maimer means it's not a full-fledged marriage, but it's something, it's not complete. So, let's start again. Ben tisha shanim v'yemechad. You have a 9-year-old, and he went and lived with his yavam. Who poisel al yedei achim? By going and doing this bia, it has a status of like doing maimer, so it's as if they are now designated to go and marry each other, and therefore the other brothers should no longer do any maisa yibam, maimer, chalitza, get with her, because he's already segregated her for himself. So who poisel al yedei achim? He passes the other achim to go and marry her. And the same thing is they can also passel him by doing something, and we'll see in the Mishnah even doing something subsequently. The Mishnah will explain. Ella, the difference between his poiseling and their poiseling, who poiseled tchila? He can only passel if he did a maisa at the beginning. like the Maisa Bia that we just spoke about. By doing a Maisa Bia with the Yevama, now the other brothers are excluded and prohibited from going and being Miyabemer, because the first Yavam, this little boy, he chapped a rein and he did a Maisa Bia. Who poisel b'tchila? V'achen poiselin tchila v'soif. However, the Achim have a stronger, since they happen to be already bar mitzvah, they can pass both at the beginning and at the end. Kate said, explain to me what you have in mind. Zokti Mishnah. Ben teish shem v'yemechot shibol yivim toy, posel al yidei achim. Now that passes the achim from doing now yibum, because he already did the first step. However, bo aleo achim. Now what happens if subsequently, after the yavam katon did his maisabia, what happens if they did now a maisabia? Or also b'maimer, they gave now maisabimer. Or noshnu get. Or cholzu, poison al yode, now they're going to passel the original yavam cotton to go and be miyat. So he's going to passel them, they're going to go and passel him. So what do we do? So one of the gedolim will have to give a chalitza to remove the zika from everybody. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain in much greater detail. Zokti Mar, we already learned the first tikkun, so skip to Ben Teish Shana. Zokti Mar, Ben Teish Shana v'yem echad, you just said now, tchila posel, besoif loy posel. That if he does a maisa v'tchila, in other words, he did a bia first, he posels the remaining achad. However, the brothers, they can do b'tchilu besoif, but he cannot do besoif. He can only go and posel if he starts off first, and not at the end. Frankly, more about Tanir Avzvit, b'raboishia, po'oisem maimer b'yevemtoi. If a person does maimer, one of the regular yavams, v'yachgach ba'ochiv shehu ben teisha shana v'yemechot oleha, and now this cotton, the 9-year-old, does bia pasla. Who was this tchil or saif? We're talking about basaif, right? One of the yavams did maimer, and then this ba'ochiv, the 9-year-old, and he did bia pasla. Didn't we say in the Mishnah that a ben teisha shana v'yemechot can only be hasul b'tchila and not basaif? And here Rav Zvid, but Rav Oishi is saying that he can passel even basoif. Pekti mor v'otoni is a shver, lechoy is a machloikis or a stira from our Mishnah. Everything more Amri, bia passel afilu basoif. Maim etchil apostle basoif loy passel. Oh, it's easy. Our Mishnah is talking about a maimer situation. That if the yavam cotton did maimer, it only passes with chila. It doesn't passel basoif. Reb Zvid, Reb Oishia, he's talking specifically about Gabi Abia situation, right? The 9-year-old made Bia. Oh, Bia passes a filibasoif. Our Misha said that the Yavam cotton cannot pass a basoif, because our Misha told me, Maimer! Maimer tchila apostle, basoif loy apostle. Straight Timur, our Misha is talking about Maimer. Let's look carefully at our Mishnah. You're telling me that Bia passes Basoif. Vaktani, going back to our Mishnah again. Elishahu Paisil Tchila, the Hang Tchila Basoif. Look to Mishnah Kate, give me a practical case. He is passes the Achim, but only Betchila. But the other Achim, they can go and do Betchila Basoif. So we're talking about Bia, we're talking about Maimer. We're talking about Bia. So it says befeirish that the 9-year-old can only do betchila bia, and he cannot do tchila bas. He can't go and do bia basaf. He can do bia basaf, but has no halachic validity, no efficacy. So that being the case, so your teretz falls away. The teretz of the Gemara was that our Mishnah is talking about maimer, not about bia. I look at the Mishnah; it doesn't mention maimer. It talks about bia, that the 9-year-old made bia tchila it passels, but not basaf. But according to Rav Zvid and Reb Oishia, he's saying that. That bia by a 9-year-old does passel basoif. And the machzur machzur b'achtani. We have to do a little bit of surgery on our Mishnah, and we have to start again. Then teish shanam v'yemechad who poisel tchila v'hein poisel tchila basoif. Like it said. Now b'medvar mamurim. When is that talking about? Only by maimer. That if the 9-year-old does maimer, that only passels b'tchila. It doesn't passel basoif. Avo bia b'seles, afilu basoif. Bia will passel both betchila u basoif, like Reb Zvid b'Reb Oishia said that even the beer of a cotton can passel beside. Keitzad ben teishon b'yemechad habo alivimtei posal al yidei achim, that the ben, the 9-year-old who does beer, it passels both betchila and basoif. That that it says in our Mishnah that the 9-year-old can only passel betchila is only talking about maimar, but beer he can passel both betchila and basoif. Our Mishnah doesn't mention maimar. We inserted the case of the maimar. Frank Dimara, Umi Isle Maimer Klal Aideachin. Does a 9-year-old even have the power to give Maimer? He's only 9 years old. He can't make a Maisa Kinyan. So who says he can go and do Maimer? Vatani Sakhdu Abraisa. Ben Teshon Mimachad. Who poisoned with Dover Echad? He has only one way to passel. Vuachin poisoned al Yodi Barbadvan. But they can passel 4 different ways they can passel him. Who poisoned Aideachin? Bebeer. Vuachin poisoned al Yodi. Bebeer. Bemaimer. Beget, Bechalitza, any one of these 4, like we learned in some detail back in Perek Ram Gamliel, Maimach, Maimigin, Achaged, Achachalitza, all those very interesting cases that we had back in Perek Ram Gamliel. So they can passel him 4 different ways, but he can only passel Bebeer. Is the Chmashma that he doesn't have the Koyich at all to passel Bemaimer? You just said now he has the possibility of doing Maimer Betchilah, but not Basaif. According to this price, this Mashi doesn't have the power at all to do Maimer. Everything you want to know, he really does have the power to do maimer. The reason why this brayse says who poisel b'dever echad, because beer the possible bein betchil or bein basoif psikale. Since when it comes to gabi beer, it makes no difference whether he did it betchil or basoif, he can passel al shar hu achin. But maimer the betchil possible basoif le passel le psikale. Since this is not a clear cut case, it depends. Was it betchil? Was it basoif? Therefore, the brayse leaves it out, because the brayse when it says who poisel b'dever echad means something that in all cases will passel. Beer passels in all cases, but not mine. And in fact, we'll see it's not so simple. It manami b'viro mishmul yesh lo get. Even though the Braisa said that he only has dover echad, which is bia, no, he has the koyach even by get to passel al shar ho achim.
How can he do that? His get is meaningless. He's not a girl.
The same way that he has a zika that creates a chiv of yibim and chalitza, that same yibim chalitza, the chachamim mesakin, that ke'en, you have the bia, you have the maimer, midrabanan, just like you have the chalitza in a Torah, you have the get midrabanan. What the Gemara is saying is that they were mesakin for this cotton, both maimer and get. What is the koyach? If he was doing it with a regular woman, it would be zero. But since it happens to be a zika, hiknuloy min shamayim, he has this isha, belongs to him through the zika, so therefore the maimer would be effective, and the get would be effective. Both cases are not full-fledged yibum mechalitza, like we learned back in Ram Gamliel. But both of them cause there to be this ripple effect. What would be the effect? That, for instance, poiselis al sharo achin, and if there's a get, you can no longer do a yibam after that, etc.
What about chalitza?
Whether you can do chalitza. Gemara is going to address that in another few seconds. Make sure we get to it. But the val, zukti mara yet, will be helping yet. It manami am revira mishmul, yesh le get, he does have the koyach to give a get, and therefore he gives a get. It's poiseles al kolu achin. V'chein omar av tachlifa barabimi yesh le maimer, he has the koyach of maimer. He doesn't have maimer tchil of a soif, he only has maimer betchil, but he has the koyach of maimer. Tana mihochi, yesh le get, v'yesh le maimer de ramei. Ramei Taka says very clearly, yesh le get, v'yesh le maimer. So Gemara, Sover Rebbe Yesh LeGed, he has the Koyach of Ged, Vartanya. And now we're going to get to Rabbi Yoina Shaila. Asu Bia's Ben Tesha. Kimaimer Begodoyl. If he did Bia, if a Ben Tesha does Bia, the Chacham said, you know what the status of that is? It's like a Godel's Maimer. Because that Bia is not Koyne in Gansin. It's after all, he's only a 9-year-old. So it doesn't do the Gansa Gansa Yibam. So it does like a semi, a quasi, a Triliskin, you know, it's just like a Maimer's a Triliskin. His Bia is also Triliskin. Pasels Ashar Achen, they cannot go and do Yibam now. So they presumably should wait until he becomes a mitzvah, and then he'll consummate, so, and then there'll be a full
fajr. In the cotton's mimer, that's less than...
That we're going to address that too. Rabbi Yoina, you're really on top of it. We're going to talk about the mimer's cotton as well. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Also chalitzas ben teisha. That's your first question, right? Arishon rishon malachan achrid. The chalitzas ben teisha ki get begodl. His chalitza is not enough of chalitza to remove the entire zika, but it's enough to be like a get. What means it's like a get? That nobody of the brothers are allowed to go mimiyabem kibush leibana shuv lo yivne. Frek digmar. Vim Isa, you just said according to Remeir, that Remeir holds yesh loy get, that this cotton can go and give a get, is a bizarre. Why did Remeir say, also chalitzas ben teisha, ki get begodol, why don't we say Vim Isa listening, ki gitai, that if he gives a chalitza, it's as if he gave a get, that neither of them are fully effective, you have to wait until after he becomes bar mitzvah, or one of the other brothers has to go and give a real, full-fledged chalitza. So why do we say it's kiget v'godl? Why don't we go and say kigitoy? Am ravuna bereid of Yeshua. Islay, he has a koyach of get v'zuter. However, it's shvacher. Zuter means it's smaller. It's not the same quality as the get of the older brothers. So what do we mean by that? Tell me, halacha l'maisa, what do you mean it's shvacher? Zot yimar, l'ram gamliel, back in paragraph gamliel, remember we had a machloikis, whether you hold ein get achar get, or yesh get achar get. So l'ram gamliel that said ein get achar get. Once one of the brothers gives a get, the second get is worthless. Now what do you mean what's worthless? Lagabi what? Lagabi whether she would be osir bikroivav to that Yavam. A woman normally is only also, if you have the Yavam and the Yavam, she's only also to that Yavam and to the Kroivim, if there was either a Yivam or Chalitza with that Yavam. But it has nothing to do with any of the other Yavamim. However, if you hold Ein Get Acher Gets, it's only the first Get that she gets from Yavam number one that has an effect, and therefore she cannot go and marry him, she can't go and marry the Kroivim. However, the second brother who gave a Get, Ein Get Acher Get, the second Get is meaningless. That's what Ram Gamliel holds. And therefore, it's as if nothing happened. So Hani Mili explains the Gemara. When do you say, Ein get achar get, Hani Mili begodl achar godl? If they're the same brand and quality of get, first Yavam godl, second Yavam godl, they both get gitten, Ein get achar get. Or cotton achar cotton. Ava godl achar cotton mahani. But according to Ram Gamliel, if the first get was a cotton's get, the second one, the godel's get is a stronger get than the cotton's get, and therefore it would have an effect, legabe, to aser her, the kroy vav. So that's what we mean, that it's zutter, that it's a shvacher get than the godel's get. Now, the Rabbanan, the Ami Yesh get achi get, the Rabbanan holds that you can have multiple gitten, and therefore if multiple Yevamim give multiple gitten, then she becomes aser to the kroyvim of first, second, third, each one of those Yevams that gave a get. Hani mila begodl achar godl. I be cotton achar cotton. Same quality. Avil cotton achar godl. If the first get that was given was the godl's get, and the second one was the cotton's get, that second cotton's get is achshagunish, because whatever you could remove zika through a get was removed through the godl's get. After all, that's a proper get from a godl. The cotton's get is worthless. As loy mahani, so that's an afkamina legabe zutzer. That is shvat. Zokti maravaita naya mishnah. Ben teisha shanam yei mechot shibo al yevim toy. This is a case that we spoke about in the previous mishnah. A 9-year-old that was miyabim the yevama. So we already said poisil al yedei achen. She is now yovam and yevama. V'yachach bo le'ech ochiv shehu ben teisha shanam v'yemechad. And he had a brother that was also, by coincidence, how could that be? Presumably they were twins, right? They were twins. And now the first twin went and did his form of yivam, but he's only 9 years old. Now the second brother did the same thing. It's poisal yodi. Each one can passel the other one. Reb Shimon Oimer loy poisal. The second one does not passel the first, and therefore the first can remain with his wife.
What happened a year later?
Don't have to. It could even happen a day later.
No, my twins, two brothers.
Yeah, 10 months, 12. Yeah. As long as the left.
I mean b'shas mas. Okay, mendish koyach and mendish yoker good. That when, even though the Gemara says Teshi Sharam Teshi, it doesn't have to be twins. Could be this year is a 9-year-old. At the time he was 9 years old, the other guy was 8 years old, and a year later he became 9 years old.
Oh, I wouldn't say twins. Otherwise,
one's nine, okay, and one's 10.
Yeah, 9 and 10, 11 and 12, okay. Even 12 and a half, just as long as they're not 13. Julian, well, you have to move back here to New York. We can use your help here. Anyway, everybody's right. Therefore, Echa Poisel Yad. So each one passes. The other B'Shimon Omer, Loi Poisel, it doesn't passel. What's the reason why it doesn't passel? We'll see mentioned in the Gemara shortly, the Svara of Reb Shimon. Now we get to the second case. Ben Teishonim Yemecha Shebaal Yivem Toi. The Yachkach Bo Al Tzerosa. Aha. Now the first case that we were speaking about was multiple Yivamin with Yivam Achas. Here in the Seifa, it's the other way around. It's multiple Yivam Mois with Yavam Echad. It's Ben Teishonim Yemecha Shebaal Al Yivem Toi. First team goes and lives with the first Yavama. The Akav Bal Tzerosa, now he lives with the second Yavama. After all, he's only a 9-year-old. And Shadish has a grace in Bal Seichel. So first to the first one, and then the second one. So Poisel Al Yedei Atzmai. He passels himself from returning to the first Yavama. He himself is like his own brother, and he passels himself by the fact.
How about the second Yavama? She also,
We'll talk about that in the one. Reb Shimon Omer Loi Poisel. No, it doesn't passel. He doesn't passel. Okay, so now let's understand where's Reb Shimon coming from, and we focus particularly on the Reisha. So Dimor Tani, Omlen Reb Shimon Lechacham. Remember, what did the Chacham say in the first case? First case were two Yavams. First Yavam did a Bia, second Yavam does a Bia on the same woman, on the same Yavama. The second one, Poisel Al Yodai, passels the first Yavam. Reb Shimon says it doesn't passel. Says Dimor, why? Tell me, Reb Shimon Lechacham. In Bia Rishoina Bia, Bia Shnia Eina Bia. Then Bia Rishoina Eina Bia, Bia Shnia Nami Eina Bia. What's the Svar over here? So Rashi explains that there's a fundamental difference in ideology and theology and whatever you want to call it between the Tanakhama and between Reb Shimon. What is the effect of a Bia of a 9-year-old? According to the Tanakhama, a Bia of a 9-year-old makes a mixas kinyan. The Gemara later on is going to say it's like a maimer begodl. And therefore it's a mixas kinyan. And the Chachamim gave every Yavam who's a 9-year-old the ability to do a mixas kinyan. Just like when we had back in Perek Ram Gamliel when it said Yesh Mamar Acha Mamar, each Yavam had the power to go and do a maimer, even though the first brother did a maimer, but the Chachamim gave everybody. You have a maimer, you have a maimer, you have a maimer. Here too, every one of these 9-year-olds has the koyach of a mixas kinyan. It's not a godel's kinyan, he's only 9 years old, but it's a machta kinyan. So therefore, the first one, when he did his kinyan, was a mixas kinyan, but there's still mixas left, because he didn't fill up the entire 100%, he only did 50%. So the second one can also do a mixas kinyan. And that's why Poisla Yadav. Reb Shimon says, no, it's not that each one does a mixas kinyan, it's a suffix whether he's koyna. I don't know whether a 9-year-old, of course a 9-year-old on his own doesn't have the ability to be kind. However, Isha hitnu loy min hashemayim. So maybe through the Zika and through his Maisa Kinyan, maybe it works. I'm not sure. Konzain yo, konzain ish. And therefore, Rishim says, Mamanavsha. In Bia Rishonah Bia, if the first Bia is taka considered to be a full-fledged Bia, the Bia Shniyana Bia, then it's impossible. You can't go and marry an Aisha Sish. She's married. So the second one he did is garnished. You can tell me Bia Rishonah Bia. The first one really maybe was nothing. And then the Bia Shniyana is also not Ena Bia. It's also nothing. So Maman of Shech, the second one didn't accomplish anything. That's why he says Ena Pais. Fine. Put two dots here. New shtickle. Remember, we had two cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was two Yevamin with one Yevama. Second case was two Yevamois with one Yavam. And the Gemara equated the two, right? The Tanakhama said in both cases, Paisel, and the second, and Reb Shimon said, Loi Paisel. Says the Gemara, Masito Loi Kibenazer. The Sanyi Benazer, Oimer, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, Bishne Yevamin, Vyevama Achas, Ve Mamer Acher Maimer, Bishne Yevamois, Vyevam Echot. As we said a moment ago, the Gemara is going to say shortly that a Bias Chaton has a status like a Maimer Begot. That being the case, when we talk about two Yevamim 9 years old each, or like Julian said, 10 or 11, 12 years old each, so each one of them has a status of giving a Maimer. So Ben Ali said, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer Mishnei Yevamim Yevam Achas. Each Yevam can go and do a full Maisa Maimer. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. However, they mamer acher mamer b'shnei yivamis v'yamechad. One yavam can do two mimers with two yavams. So he can't go and say, here, first lady, I give you a mimer, and second lady, I give you a mimer. Or
I do.
Fine. What's stuck in the svara between what's the nafkamina between shnei yivam yivam achas shnei yivam is v'yavam echad? So it's very, very simple svar. Because back in Perikram Gamliel we said that the Chachamim gave each yavam the full power to do maimer. Just like each yavam has the right to do yivam, the Chachamim mid Rabbanim said each one of you can go and do maimer. So therefore if two of the yavam decide to go and do maimer and they do it, they're both effective. Yesh mamer achar mamer b'shnei yavamin. Each yavam has, he says, I don't care what my brother, I got my own independent mimer rights. I'm going to do mimer too. I don't care what he says. And therefore, each one has that koyach. However, vein mamer achar mamer b'shnei yavamin v'yom ha'echad. The Chum said, you got to make up your mind. You only get one chance to do mimer over here, Mr. Yavam. You want to do mimer with her? Fine. Well, with her? Fine. But you can't go and give mimer to 12 different tzorois. You can only do one. That was Ben Azai, but Amisha doesn't distinguish, therefore Masnis and Deloik Ben Azai. Shok the next Mishnah, Ben Tishon V'yem Echad, Shebo Al Yivem Toi. You have a Ben Tishon V'yem Echad. He was Miyabim, and after he was Miyabim, guess what happened? Umes. And Nebuch, he passed away. Now this woman, the Gemara is going to say, is a woman that we had before in one of our earlier Mishnayos. It's a woman that has on her Zikas Shnei Yevamin. What means Zikas Shnei Yevamin? Let's talk about, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We only have to focus on Reuven, Shimon now. We need Levi later on. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Ruchel. Reuven passed away. Okay. So now Ruchel is now Oyle Yibam to Shimon. Shimon happens to be a cotton Ben Teisha Shonam Yemechad. Okay, so Shimon now goes and marries Ruchel through Bia, Bali Vimtoi. There was kind of like a Masa Mamer, not a full-fledged Bia, it's only a nine-year-old. And guess what happens? He passes away. So now this lady, Ruchel, is both the Yevoma, the Almana of the original Reuven, and she's as a Halba Almana from Shimon, because Shimon was... It wasn't Miyamim, her begin Maimer. No, Maimer is Chochab, it's a Shtikl Kinyan. So she's a Shtikl Alma. So she's a Shtikl Yavama from both. A Gantz Yavama from Reuven, a Shtikl Yavama from Shimon. That's what the Gemara calls a woman that has on her Zikas Shnei Yavama.
She should be only a Shtikl Zik by the first one also, because if the...
Now she was married to originally to Reuven, who was a Ben Gadol.
But if the Ben Tisha that...
the Yavam.
The Yavam, and then he passes away, and we say that already accomplished something.
Right.
And it's not alpha suffix. It's a half of something. It means that she'd already putter from the first Zika.
She's not. We didn't remove the Zika from the original because that B is only like a mimer.
A mimer. You remove it like halfway also?
Yeah, these are all concepts which are somewhat, if you will, blurry. But the masa is that mimer is not as effective as a full-fledged yibam, and a get is not effective as a full-fledged chalitza. But it doesn't do the full-fledged thing. And so therefore...
The first zika still remains
because we haven't removed it either through yibam or through chalitza. Now this nine-year-old did the best he could. He did a maisabir. But that maisabir doesn't rise to the level of maisayibim because he's not been mitzvah yet. So it's only rise to the level of a maimer. Okay, so they're now, quote unquote, they're married. But the maisa, he didn't take away the zika from the first husband. So that's what we call zika shnei yavamin. And that's what, if you look at the beginning of Amar Rava, the Amar Rabbana, zika shnei yavamin. That's our case, zika shnei yavamin. Anyway, so what's the halacha? Choyletz v'loy misya bemis. So now the third brother, Levi, right? Reuven died. Now Shimon, the nine-year-old, also died. And now you have Levi, who, by the way, could have been an older brother. It doesn't have to be that he's a younger brother. He was another brother. He wants to do something now. He cannot do Yibam because of the fact that she's what we call the Zika Shnei Yavamin. And the Gemara Dash at the beginning of our Masechta, Mishi Yesh Alea Zika Yavam Echad V'loi Shi Yesh Alea Zika Shnei Yavamin. Therefore, just give Chalitza V'loi Misibems. L'choi, we shouldn't even need Chalitza either. That's the Gemara asked at the beginning of Masechta. The Gemara said that this whole din of Shri Krishna Yavaman is only Drabbanan and not the Araisa, and therefore Chaletzim Mitzvahs. Okay. Anyway, what happens if you have a regular case? Forget about Yibam. Nasa Isha. You have a regular 9-year-old met a lady out in the street and said, you know what? I want to go marry. I've heard such wonderful things in Mr. Hazar, Bar Midis, and Bar Malis. I want a Shemi Kanmenu Acher. He's 9 years old, and go for it. And he goes and marries her, even though he's only 9 years old. Umes. And Nebuchadnezzar, after that, he saw what it means, married life, 9-year-old, Nebuchadnezzar, what a mess, and he died. What's Alucha? Harizu Ptura. Ptura means she's Potter from Yivam and Chalitza and everything. She's Potter from, she's still a single girl. Because even, she's no longer a Psula. there was a maisa bia, but she's still single because the maisa of a cotton is gunish mit gunish. They were never married, even with the photograph, even with the music, with the masada kedushin. They were never married because of the fact he could not make a kinyan. But this is talking about a regular. We're not talking about a yivama. We're talking about an isha. Har is a ptura. She's potter from everything, meaning potter from yivam chalitza. She doesn't have to worry about anything. Okay, back to the case of yivam again. Ben teisha shana v'yemechad shebo al yivimtoi. A ben teisha shana v'yemechad went and again a 9-year-old lived with yivam. Umishehigdil, and now he became bar mitzvah. Nase ish acheres, he marries another lady. Umes, and he died. Okay, so remember, when he died, now he's married to two women. He was married first to the Yevemtoy, who is Bo'al Yevemtoy when he was still a cotton, which means it was only a Maimer. And he married, after he became a godly, he married Isha Cheres, and that's a full-fledged wife. And now he died. Now, what's the halacha? What happens if he never lived with the first woman? So therefore, they never upgraded the status from a maimer to a full-fledged kiddushin. Why? Because after he became a godly, he never lived with her, so she always remained in this somewhat of an inferior status of marriage, the maimer status. So rishayin chaletzav misyabemis, do chalitza not do yibam, vashnia oy chaletzav oy misyabemis, and the second one you can do either chalitza or yibam, because the second one was a full-fledged wife, a full-fledged marriage.
We don't say it's a...
Why is it a tzara? I was going to ask that question. Reb Shimon says you can miyabim either one, even number one, and you can go and give chalitza to the second one, whoever is the second one. In other words, of either one, be miyabim the first or the second, and give chalitza to the second.
Why should you? If you give yibum for one, you shouldn't have to do chalitza for the second at all.
So that's assuming that they have to be tzaris. But we're assuming that they're not full-fledged tzaris, because the first wife was never fully married. It was an unequal marriage. So if there would be full-fledged tzaris one to the other, chalitza or yibum of one would pat to the other. But since they're not, this is only a maimer, and this is a full-fledged marriage, therefore, one doesn't pat to the other. This is a sugya that we had earlier on, that a man that doesn't have shtei saris until the age of 20, he is at that point, when he becomes 20 years old, he becomes an official katan halachically, even though biologically he's already 20 years old, but since he never had simoni zachris, and we had in the Gemara before,
simoni zachris. Or
simoni, well, okay, simoni godless, fine, I accept that. And therefore, he didn't get those simoni godless, and he didn't get shtei saris, and now when he hits the age of 20, he's officially certified from this point and on, after 20, as a godl. But until now, he was considered to be a katan. So even though we talked about it, ben teisha shana v'yemechad, says the Mishnah, lav dafka, you could have someone who biologically is already 15, 18, 19, almost 20, also called a katan if he didn't get shtei saris. Good. Back to the first case in the Mishnah. What was the first case? Notice we didn't mention anything about tzareis. We only mentioned a case of this one woman. He had Ruchel that was married to Reuven. Reuven died, and now she is a Yevama. She falls to Shimon. Shimon is a 9-year-old. This 9-year-old Taka did Bia, but that Bia is only like a Maimer. And then Shimon died, so now she has Zika Shnei Yevamin. State in the Mishnah, Chaletzes V'loi Misyabemes. Meaning Levi, who wants to do something now, he can't do Yivam because she has the status of Zika Shnei Yivam. Amar Rabba, Hamad Yom Rabban and Zika Shnei Yivam and Mechlis Cholza Yivum Miloy Miyam, like we said in our Mishnah. Loi Teim Hecha Deike Tzara Deike L'Migza Mishim Tzara Dehacha Leke Tzara Mechlis Cholza Yivum Miloy Miyam. Says Rabba, Sol Kedai Techamina, the din of Zika Shnei Yivam only applies in a case where you have Tzarois. Now why does Rabba say that I would have thought only case of tzaris? So Rashi says because this din of Zikish Neyevamin we had in a case with tzaris. So do me a favor, please look all the way down in the bottom of the Rashi, second wide line where it says Gemara Zok Rashi Leitei Mehecha Deikat Tzara Kigoyin Hachder Bo Achim. Back earlier on in our Masechta in Daf Lamed Aleph, wow, long time ago, 2 months ago, what did it say over there? There was a case of Nan Gimel Achim, 3 brothers, Nesun Gimel Nachriyas. They were married to 3 non-sisters, 3 Jewish ladies, but non-sisters. Meis Echemeh. Reuven died. Bozem Basheni Maimer. And Shimon did Maimer in that lady. Meis, and now he died. Okay, so what does Levi do now? Har Eli Cholzis V'loi Misyamais. Now, Bear in mind that Shimon is now married to two women, right? We have now three women. We have
former
Reshus Reuven
and the
real Mr. Shimon. So you have, remember, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They're married to three women who are unrelated to each other. Reuven died. Now Shimon did Maimer, so now he is semi-married to Reuven's wife, and he's married to his own wife, right? Because they were all three were married. So therefore, Shimon now is married to two women, but different madreis. One of them is a full-fledged marriage, regular. The other one's this Maimer. He did Maimer to the first one, and now Shimon died. It says so. Now Levi has two Yevamois who are in front of him. Says that Mishari Elu Cholzes V'Loy Misyabmois. What's the reason why Cholzes V'Loy Misyabmois? But meaning Gemara, Ezekiel's based Yevam Diaraisa. If you hold that, the fact that the original Reuven's wife is Ezekiel Shnei Yevamin, and she's potter from Yibam and Chalitza Min HaTayra, is Chalitza Namli Tibar, so what do you need Chalitza for? Umashanina, and the Gemara answers in Midrabana, Gzeir Shemi Yoimru, Shnei Yevamis HaBoyis Vibayis Echad Mis Yabmois, meaning that if we are going to allow Levi to do Yibam on both, or Yibam on one and Chalitza on the other, people are going to say, I don't understand. These are both wives of Shimon. People don't know that this is a full-fledged wife, this is a first grade, and this is a second, a first-class wife, and this is a second-class wife, because this happens to be full-fledged, and this is mine, but people don't know that. And they see that we're doing something with both of those women. So they'll think that Shnei Yevomis, the boys of Bayisachat, they both fall to Yima, both fall to Chalitza. In other words, you can do a Maisa with both. That's why the Gemara said over there, Cholzulay Misyapis. Says Rava, in our case in our Mishnah, we didn't mention a Tzara. The ratio was Ben Teshon Yemech Shabo Al Yevamtoi. He lived with Yevama, and that has the status of Maimer. Umas, and now he died. She falls now Levi, but there was no other woman involved. Shteit Choletz Malim Simbeth. So says Rabbi. Only Yemar Abanaz Yishen Yevam Mechlas Chalit Cholta. Yivu Melam Yaba Loi Teimet. Don't say Hecha Deikat Tzara Deikal Migzam Mishum Tzara. That people are going to say Shtei Yevamois Me Bayis Echad. To Hachalekat Tzara Mechlas Cholta Yivu Meloi Me Yaba. So Rabbi says we see from our Mishnah even without a Tzara the same din applies. Nasa Isha, if this 9-year-old married a woman who messed and he died, we says potter. Says Martini Lada Tanar. But like we learned in the Braisa, Shoita Vikotin Shinosu Umesu, Nishoisayan, Peturois, Menachalitza, Menayibam, because a Maisa Shoita, Maisa Cotton, is garnished nothing. Notice we leave out the third one, the Cheresh, because in fact we had a Gemara earlier on that by a Cheresh, the Chacham were Misakin, Kedushin, Kinyonim to a Cheresh Midraban. Minatoyah doesn't have das, just like Shaita V'Kon. But Midrabanan, there is a Maisi Gedushin by Cheresh, but not Shaita V'Kon. Garnish, mid-garnish, therefore Potem Benachalitz Manim. Next. Ben Teisha Shonim went and first was Ba on the Yevama, and therefore that Bias 9-year-old had the status of Maimer. And then when he became a Gadol, he married a full-fledged woman, and he was like a consummate and all the rest. And now he died. So what do we say in the Mishnah? That im lo yadis rishoyne, if he never knew the first one, mishigdel, harishoyne chaletz v'loy misyabemes, ashniya oy chaletz oy misyabemes. Zok timan. V'yasu bias bentez kim maimer begodol. Why don't we say bias bentez is like maimer begodol, which is what we said the whole time. V'tidche tzorem miyibom. Why don't we say that the fact that he's a shtickle married to that first yevoma, al yidei maimer, why doesn't that make the second woman be a tzara? Amarav, lo yasa bias bentes ki maimer begadol. They talk it didn't. Therefore, your question, you have a faulty premise. You said, vi yasa bias bentes ki maimer begadol, v'titcha, bias bentes is not like maimer begadol, therefore there's no dechia. Ushmul ama asa bias, no. The chacham said, bias bentes is ki maimer begadol. V'chein ha-Rav Yoichanan, just like Shmuel, asa v'yasa. V'chein ha-Rav Yoichanan, remember Rav Yoichanan, asa v'yasa. So, v'chein ha-Rav according to Shmuel and Rav Yoichanan, that they made B.S. Ben Teskemayim Begadol, why don't we say V'yasu, why don't we say that this should be Doicha, the Tzara Meyibum, why did it say in the Mishnah that the second woman is Chaletzis, Oy Misya Bemes? So Zimara Tanoihi, it's Taka Machloikis Tanoim, Hach Tana Debo Achin, Goza Mishim Tzara, that Tana of Arbo Achin, that's the Mishnah that Rashi brought before from Perek Arbo Achin, he's Taka Goza Mishim Tzara. And Itak holds over there that Cholz is for Loy Misyamis, that both of them have Chalitza, no Yibam. Taka, no Yibam. Not like our Mishnah that the second one, Choletz is Oy Misyabemis, the Mishnah of Aachen holds Taka, no Yibam. Only Chalitza. Ashmin Megadol, even though that Mishnah in Perek Arba Achim is talking about Gedolim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi were all Gedolim, for the Mekadol, the same thing applies to Kadol. Why did it talk about Gadol? Mishnah in Gadol Koy, that Mishnah is talking about Gedolim who already bar mitzvah. Hi, Tanhocha, our Mishnah, Svirulei Osu, Vulei Goza Mishim Tzara, they weren't Goza Mishim Tzara, and therefore the second woman can be Messiah Bemes, Oy Chayletzes. But Ashmin and cotton. Our Mishnah talking about cotton, but it didn't be Gadol. Our Mishnah holds the same thing by Gadol. If I had to come with cotton, why does our Mishnah talk about the Shentesh Shon and Be'emechet? The Be'cotton Koy, because all these Mishnayas are talking about Hilchoy's Ben Tesh Shon. Aha. Good. So that was the Teretz that is the machloikin between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, where the also be as Ben Tesh Kimayim and Be'gadol. And then there's a second machloikis as to whether or not they were choishim mishum tzara to go and say that the tzara is chaletzes and misyabemes, or just chaletzes without him. Now, from here to the bottom of the Amid is a shtikla garata, very gishmak, it'll go very quickly. Ozer Reb Lozer Omlish Maite Be Midrasha. Reb Lozer repeated Reb Yoichanan's halacha in the Besmerish. Reb Lozer was Reb Lozer Ben Pedas, Shkoyach. And Reb Lozer Ben Pedas was a star disciple of Reb Yoichanan. He repeated this kanta shikol Torah, Asu V'Yasu, 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 Tanoi, and V'Yomish V'Yasu, Reb Yoichanan. But he omitted to say in his shiur that he heard this b'shem his Rebbe Reb Yoichanan. Shem Reb Yoichanan, afterwards Reb Yoichanan heard that Reb Lozer gave such a beautiful shiur in Besmerish, and he never mentioned his name. It's ik, but he was very upset. What type of thing is that? Then comes the shtikol Torah. It sounds like his eigene chiddushim. It's not his chiddush. It's like my dvar Torah. It's only gabei Rabbi Rabasi. So Rabbi Rabasi came in and said, "Cool off, Rabbi Yochanan. Don't be so nervous. Don't be so upset." Omrulei lekacha yemaisa. Don't you remember the famous story of Beis Knesset Shul Tveria in the Shul in Tveria? Beneger sheyesh beroyshei glustera shenechleku Rabbi Luzer v'Rabbi Yosi. A neger means a hinge that you put into the bottom of a door to keep the door in place. You know, if you have like a large shul, or if you have a large chasana hall, you have hinges not only on the sides, but also hinges that, they don't call a hinge, it's called a spout, a spike or something, whatever, that you can lock in the door into place from a bolt.
A pivot!
Ah, Mendy is here when we need him. Ah! The pivot. So this is a very pivotal issue. So there was a pivot, which was the bolt from the door that went into the floor and holds it in place. Now this was a mobile pivot. Now the question is this muktzah or not? Why would there be a shaila muktzah? It's a shaila whether it's considered to be a binyan, because by putting the door in place and you can't move it now, oh, the machtach ganze binyan. So now, if it happens to be taka nagar she ain boy glustera, it's taka problematic. But if it's yesh beroisha glustera, glustera means that it was fatter on one end than on the other end.
Like a knob,
oh, shkoyach. So that's also very pivotal for this Gemara. Since it's like a knob, then there's one mandioma that says that you can use it on Shabbos even to go and place in the door, because this negar has another utility. What's the other utility? Says Rashi, it can be used to go and crush spices. By the knob part, which is the wider part, you can go and use it for spices.
Like a mortar pestle type thing.
Mortar pestle. And this you're allowed to go and do on Shabbos, you know, under whatever conditions which are permissible on Shabbos, like you're making aymetzi, but you can do this too. And therefore, Nechlikud, there was a big machlik, Reb Lozer, Reb Yosi, and it's Chitin of Tishon and Bank until they got so upset at Shikori Sefer Torah b'Chamas, and the Nebuch of Sefer Torah got torn. How did the Sefer Torah get torn? As the Mefarshim explained, very simply, that each one tried to bring a raya from the Torah. So one was schlepping a tug of war on the Torah this side, the other one schlepping the other side. If they both schlepped too much, you can imagine Nebuchadnezzar got torn. Now, the Lashon Achikaru, Sefer Torah b'chamasin, sounds like they did it to Sefer Maizik. Pretty much, Karu Sokadaitach, when anybody has a shalom going to hear a Sefer Torah. El Eimishenekra Sefer Torah b'chamasin. As a result of all the heat, the Sefer Torah got torn. V'hoyisham, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Omar, Tamei Ani, Yem Lo Yeh, Beis HaKnesses, Avoid His Chachab. Never, because of this Chama, here in this Besmedish, that the Chema, Nebuch, this anger, now why would he say that? Because there's another Gemara that says that every person that comes the day, Chema Vakas, is Ki'ilo Oived Avoid Zara. Because that means he's lost his total senses, he's never gone astray, Chas HaShom is like going Avoid Zara. And therefore he said, Chas HaShom, this shoe might become an Avoid Zara. V'chein Hava, and Taka Zoyevezen, years later was Taka sold for a church, and it became an Avoid Zara. So therefore, what they told him is, Rabbi Yochanan, don't get so upset, because look what happens when a person gets so upset. Right. Chas v'sholem, Sefer Torah can be damaged, and the shul can become an avodah zarah. It's ikbet hoder ikbet tvei. Now Rabbi Yochanan got even more upset. Omar, Chavrusa, Nami. When you're talking about Reb Loz and Reb Yosi, these were Chavrusis. Chavrusis, they taka shouldn't get upset. Each one should mechabed the other. Reb Loz should have spoken nicely to Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi to Reb Loz. This is terrible, this machlekes. But you're talking about my Talmud, Reb Loz, and me. You're now comparing me and my Talmud to two Chavrusis. See, we really got upset. It's Olegabe Reb Yanka Bar Idi. Reb Yanka Bar Idi came to be Mephias Reb Yechanan. And Omalei, and he says, remember what it says in Yeshua. Kasha tziva Hashem es Moishe avdei kein tziva Moishe Yeshua v'chein osi Yeshua loy heisid av mikova Hashem tziva Hashem es Moishe. Everything that Yeshua did was based on learnings and teachings of Moishe Rabbeinu. So now says Rabbi Yaakov Ridi, can you imagine every single time Yeshua addressed Klal Yisrael, he says, by the way, what I'm telling you now, I heard directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Did he have to do that? Everybody knew Yeshua was the star disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, every word that he said was like as if Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. Says now Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi, now to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody knows Rabbi Luzar is only your Talmud, and every word that he said, they know Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hashem was appeased. He said to them, that in other words, to the first two that tried him in fire, Rabbi Asi, he said, you should be able to go in Mephias like Rabbi Yaakov Idi, you said, Shmatis, you should go and learn how Rabbi Yaakov Idi is Mephias. Why is Rabbi Yochanan so upset? So they didn't mention his name. He needs the publicity. He was a publicity freak that he needed his name to be in the media. Well, what's Rabbi Yochanan so upset about? Ah, the Rabbi Yochanan, my Chassidus in the Pasuk says, David HaMelech, Agura b'yeholcha oylamim, I want to go and live in your oil, in both oylamais, oylam hazeh and oylam haba. He can only live in one world, not in both worlds. Elam adav l'mei kodesh baruch, Rabbi Yochanan, yiratzai, shiyoy medvar, David Shmuel mipiv, מפי בעולם הזה. The Omer Reb Yoichara Mishum Reb Shim Ben Yechoy Kol Tamad Chochem Shoyim and Dov Bishmu Bepiv Ba'ilum Hazeh Sifsoifs of Dov Vespekeva. I want after my passing, says David HaMelech, that people should repeat my name and say a vort in my name, because then what will happen, Sifsoifs of Vespekeva, says Reb Yoichara, that's what I want. Not a few lines, it's all very simple. Arvi Yitzhar Ben Zira Visei Meshim and Zira Micro, I have another riot to this, what you're just saying. It says in the Pasuk Shir Shim V'chikech Kiyayin HaToiv Hoylech L'doidin L'meisharim Dov Vifsif Yishayim. Now the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about that the palate is kiyana toiv, like good wine. The end of the Pasuk is talking about doiv sif yishen, and people that are sleeping are talking. So what does that mean? It says Marki koimer shel anav. Koimer is a vessel, a kli, in which you put in grapes, and then the grapes start oozing after a while the juice, and the juice ferments and becomes like wine. So what happens? My koimer shel anav. Kim shminiach adam etzboi olav. If you were to go and touch with your finger on the top of it, miyadoiv, all of a sudden you see bubbles coming up. It starts, it's like sizzling, like bubbling. After miyacham, kim shayim davar shmu mipiyim doilam hazeh. When you repeat a word from them, doilam hazeh, some soyz and doilam became, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had such a great sakpada, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov Aridi says, don't be so noivis. Everything Rabbi Loza says is automatically in your neck.